This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just getting involved and getting engaged. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. It's ridiculous for you to be. No, seriously, do your own homework. Pay attention. If you buy the book, I've got chapters in there and all kinds of stuff the left does to us. Like, why do they have to lie to win? You heard me say it earlier. You know, if they have the right information, if they have the right product, sell it. Sell it to us. Make it work. Or show us that it works. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, with all this immigration, it's all been brought up to the surface again, like it's going to make a difference. And they're trying to make it look like these poor people come from these war-torn countries. They're riddled with crime. We have a lot of countries here. What are we doing for Chicago? Anybody know? Anybody? I mean, because if we could do it for people coming up from South Central, I mean, South, well, kind of, South Central America, there you go. Coming up from South Central America, then why can't we do it, you know, for ourselves? I don't understand. I'm kind of confused. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is never going to stop until we decide to really, truly, honestly hunker down and deal with this. And I think that's what you heard me say it earlier. I think it's exactly what Trump is doing. I think he's throwing it back in the face of his people of where it needs to be, and they need to do something about this. Right? I mean, Trump met with the GOP today to see, what can you do about this? What are you willing to do this? What are you willing to give in? Again, 855-REAL-JOE. If you truly want to be involved, 855-732-5563. And this is one of the things that drove somebody crazy. It's one of our friends crazy. And I got this. He's not a writer, but he's a contributor, and he's been, we've known each other for years now, Jeff Dunitz. He's got a website called the Lid Blog. Not the Lib Blog, but the Lid, L-I-D, as in your hat, blog. And what the left wants to forget on a regular basis, they love to forget this stuff, is when he actually told an attorney that, in essence, he was using the kids to drive home a point, to get what he was looking to get. And there's a whole conversation online. You know, there was a video, what have you. Now, guess what? Can't find the video. I don't know why that is. So as this guy's going back and forth with the president, he's recording what he said. The immigration attorney, who was able to, you know, was at an event, he was able to shake President Obama's hand and speak with him for a second or two. And at one point in time, when he shows up in line, he says he shook the president's hand, thanked him for DACA, and asked him to reverse course and close the for-profit baby jails, also known as family detention centers. He says his response to me shook me to the core. Now, this guy is a left-leaning progressive, just a flaming liberal. He says, specifically, I told him it's wrong and it's going to be a stain on your legacy. He stopped moving on to the next person in the rope line, and he looked back at me. I'd gotten his attention. He turned back, he looked at me, he said, are you an immigration lawyer? I said, yes. Now, understand that just days before, President Obama's senior immigration policy advisor had received a chilly welcome during her keynote address at the annual conference attendees in the National Harbor. She was greeted with silent protests and signs saying, end family detention. You see, I have pictures of the signs up on the Facebook page. He goes on to say that he said the president's immediate association of end family detention with immigration lawyers wasn't random. He'd been told and believed that we were basically the only ones who care, and even then it would be a minority of us that wouldn't extract from him a political cost. So when I said, yes, I was an immigration attorney, the president looked back and engaged. He said, I'll tell you what, we can't have. Now, at first I didn't believe that President Obama would have a spine like this, but he said, I'll tell you what we can't have. It's these parents sending their kids here on dangerous journey and putting their lives at risk. He then walked on down the rope line. I know I'm working on it. You know, he stopped a couple times to look back. Thanks for the support. This is the right move given what I perceive the facts to be, and the attorney says, I was dumbfounded. Because basically what he was telling me, that he was using the tension of mothers and children as a deterrent. Think about that. So Obama was using it to let them know that it wasn't right to send their kids here without them. And the kids were going to pay the price. When we come back, we'll hear some of the remarks from Obama, from Clinton, from Schumer, and on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really funny how people want to take the word of Nancy Pelosini up there in San Francisco, who doesn't know where she is most of the time, but we have to listen to her tell us that the border is secure. But yet the border agents who are there and having rocks thrown at them and all kinds of other stuff, they obviously don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Thanks so much for being with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Okay, I told you, well, you want to head up to the website, too, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, buy the coffee cup that I imaginarily have in my hand. I keep forgetting. I keep meaning to bring one in. I just forget. I may line the whole front with them. That way I don't have to bring them in and just pan the camera back. So you guys, Where was? Oh, yeah. So we're talking about illegal immigration. And, you know, they talk about taking the kids away. Look, here's the deal. We started to talk about it when Sam Sorbo was on with me. But the reality is, I really believe that the president's going, look, you want this to stop? Fix the law. It ain't that hard. You guys need to sit in the room, forget your vacation. How many of us didn't go on a vacation to own your own businesses because business was behind, or you had to fix something, or you had to set something up, you had to catch up? Even some of you who work for somebody, big plant overhaul in the summertime. You may have foregone a vacation, take it later on. These senators, these Congress people, they need to sit their butts back in a chair and work through all this stuff. Really, seriously. Anyway, but the thing that irritates me the most is they talk about how bad, the left is talking about how bad this is, what we're doing to our kids, what we're doing to the families, what we're doing. Well, guess what? You were okay with this. Now, here's the thing. Can people change their minds? Of course they can. Can their minds be changed because of new evidence they saw? Of course they can. But they don't say that. They don't admit to me. Hillary has never admitted to changing her mind about anything in any way. And we can prove she has. Take a listen.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed.
If I got to tell you who this is, I don't know. Maybe you should be listening to Sesame Street.
The large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record.
Can you imagine any Republican saying that we're working hard to secure our borders better so we don't have to put up with these illegals coming in and taking our jobs? Can you imagine?
Record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you...
Whoa. He wants to make it so they can't get certain jobs. He wants to make it so they don't get welfare benefits that easy. Oh my God, I can't... Can you imagine? No, he can't. That's not real. It's a joke. It's a funny, right?
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
I think he's pounding on the podium, isn't he?
We should hire that.
He's. Yeah. I wish we had a president like him.
We've got.
And then, just to prove. This isn't a one-off. This isn't because he had too much to drink or was excited about seeing his girlfriend in the audience. No. Mrs. Clinton was fully on his page.
He must do more to stop it.
We've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So,
What? So, even though she came out saying our children should be able to stay once they get here, when it was under her watch, when it was her thing, when it was her game, not so much. Isn't that wonderful?
We don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. Anybody else sitting here going, are they serious? Did they really just say all that? I mean, think about it. All those things that we're saying now, they're telling us we were wrong with, that it was bad, that we shouldn't be thinking or talking like that or anything along those lines. Unreal.
We are a nation of immigrants. We're also a nation of laws.
Well, that's true. Look at that. Truth came out of his mouth.
undocumented workers broke our immigration laws.
They did.
And I believe that they must be held accountable.
Well, thank God.
Especially those who may be dangerous. But today, our immigration system is broken. And everybody knows it. There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president. Tonight, announcing those actions. We'll build on our progress at the border with additional resources for our law enforcement personnel. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
Where was the outrage? This is their God and Savior, Obama. Where was the outrage on these people? Where was the left coming out and saying, oh, no, we can't have that? But President Trump could use the exact same words, and he's a hater. I mean, really, he's a hater. Think about it. Where'd that button?
We expect people who live in this country to play by the rules. We expect that those who cut the line will not be unfairly rewarded.
Well, we expect that. Maybe you expected it. We don't anymore. I mean, the words that came out of his mouth and the words that actually were carried out were two different things.
The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Now, I agree with him, and I think that's exactly what Trump's trying to do. Pass a bill. Get a bill passed. Make it right. Do the right thing. When we come back from the break, we're now going to hear from some of the other brain surgeons. Chuck Schumer. Gotta love Chuck Schumer. Chuck speaks to his audience. Whoever the last one there is, whoever the group is in front of me, in front of him, is the group he speaks to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We are back. Charlie Daniels. You know, I mean, listen, go grab that song and listen to it. All the way through, right? We're not going to get beat. We win in the end. Don't worry about it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for taking the time just to be involved, engaged, just being part of the process. I very, very, very much appreciate it. We're talking about the double, I don't even want to call it the double standards. What I call it, double dementia. I don't even know what to call it that the Democrats have. Now, when it comes to what they do with immigration, it was always right. It was always God's work. It was always the right thing to do, even when we did exactly what they did. We were wrong. They were always right. We were always wrong. Makes it very confusing. You never really know what to do, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. I mean, always a pleasure. All right, so then on top of all of that, because you have all these self-righteous jerks, for lack of a better term, coming out now from, you know, the far left saying, well, this is wrong. That, you know, I mean, when it comes to immigration, what we're doing is, but they didn't have any problem with it. I think Chuck Schumer is the first one on the list. Take a listen. Maybe.
We must create a system that converts the current flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants.
Oh, my God. Did he just call them uneducated? I think he did. Low-skilled workers. We can't have them low-skilled workers coming up here.
Into the United States, into a more manageable and controlled flow.
We're going to control them, yes. Think about what he's saying. Come on. We have to manage it. We have to control it. We can't just let them in. We can't have a bunch of low-skilled workers coming to America, except if Donald Trump is president.
Of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Let me elaborate.
Yeah, please. I was just going to say, you should elaborate, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Elaborate. The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
Wow. You'd have to hire somebody to help you mess that up. Illegal immigration, according to the highest ranking Democrat, is wrong. It's just wrong.
Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress.
Now, this is, I think he gave the speech in 2013 or 15, right in there. Now, Obama's president. Obama, was, you heard, was on the same path. What changed these people? What did they get bit with? Or as I said earlier, this is nothing more than a political stunt.
On dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now, and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. That's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Have any of you fallen over yet? Do I have to take a pause so you can get some oxygen? Think about what he is saying. Everything we've been saying, everything conservatives have been saying, everything we're still fighting for today, he's saying all of that. And yet, who gets beat up for it? We do. Isn't that great? So again, it proves, he is proving my point. Nancy Pelosi proves my point. Obama proves my point. I'm not a genius. This is easy stuff to figure out. They don't want equality. They want control. The proof is I can use the same words, take the same actions, be pretty much the same person, but if I have an R in front of my name, I'm doing it for hateful reasons. If you have a D in front of their name, then they're doing it for all the love reasons that God has out there. Well, I don't know if you say God.
Which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the
So he thinks legal immigration is wrong. And it is illegal, and it has to be changed. That's what he said. I wonder what he did to change it.
Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public, enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactive.
Now, funny thing about it is in his speech this morning when he was going after the president, he didn't talk about law. He didn't talk about changing the law. He didn't talk about pulling everybody together to make a difference, to make a law that could be lived with or would help out. Even when they had a temporary stopgap measure in it? No. He wants the president, because he knows it's suicide. He wants the president to simply write an order that says, nah, knock it off, we're not going to be doing that, let everybody in, have a nice day.
...responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens and ill...
He used that word again. He used...
Of illegal and aliens.
That's right. The two words that, see, that's why I said to you, it's dementia. We couldn't use illegal, or we can't use illegal aliens even though they were. Right? We can't keep saying they come over here illegally because it's not really illegally, and yet they used it. I want to know what the rules are. I just want to know what the guidelines are so I can work within them.
Illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. To the advocates for strong, fair, effective, comprehensive immigration reform, and I'm certainly one, I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration.
Bingo! He hit it right on the head. Give him the booby prize. Not that he hasn't already got one. But think about that. Right there. We're not going to believe you unless it ends this stuff, unless it stops this stuff. He said it. He must have believed it at one time.
And any successful, comprehensive immigration reform bill must recognize this fact.
Is that perfect? Just perfect. When did they flip-flop? When did they decide that this wasn't the right thing to do? Oh, I got more. I wasn't going to do the whole hour on this, but, man, I'm having so much fun. I can't stop. Anytime you're ready. Okay, everybody together. I know I cut this thing. I know it's working. All right.
But who in America doesn't think a president, Democrat or Republican, deserves his or her...
Okay, so this is Chuck Schumer, side-by-side flip-flops on the same. So you can't say, no, that's not what he said, because it's here. So get the wax out of your ears and take a listen.
Who in America doesn't think a president, Democrat or Republican, deserves his or her picks for who should run the agencies?
Will you vote for your colleague, Senator Sessions, as Attorney General?
I've already said I'll oppose Senator Sessions. The 9% rating is a cry by the American people to the Congress. Do something to help us. Our incomes are declining. Our lives are becoming more difficult. Stop the gridlock. Republicans are grinding the Senate to a near standstill.
We can't influence when they have the hearings. The original plan was to have 8 or 10 hearings the first week. We can hold them up on the floor, and for 2 months, that's all they'll do is their nominations. And so they're sort of stuck there, too.
Refusing to confirm qualified judges, preventing executive agencies from having the leaders they deserve. Well, it's a new world. People demand action. The old rules need to be modified. There's nothing that says they have to change the rules if Gorsuch doesn't get 60. And the logic, the irresistible, immutable logic is, if the nominee doesn't get 60, you change the nominee, not the rules.
We'd much prefer...
Listen carefully. Because when they couldn't get the 60 votes, anybody out there know who changed the rules to get what they wanted?
We'd much prefer the risk of up or down votes in majority rule than the risk of continued total obstruction. That's the bottom line, no matter who's in power.
We'd be derelict in our responsibility to the American people if we just let's do all of these in a week and not ask them any tough questions.
But your hands are tied because in the last Congress, your Democratic leadership, you were a part of it, changed the rules so that you only need 51 votes to confirm a nominee, not 60, and therefore you're living by your rules. Was that a mistake in retrospect?
I argued against it at the time. I said both for Supreme Court and in cabinet should be 60.
You know, it never stops with these guys. They go where they want to go. They say what they want to say, and you better believe it or else. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
Sing, but I want to get you guys away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for hanging in, having some fun. I'm having fun with this. I think this is great. I really do. You know, all we're listening to for the last couple of days is speech after speech after speech, comment after comment about how bad the Republicans are, conservatives. We hate kids, we hate people, we hate immigrants. Most of the times because we want to build a wall. Most of the times because we want to curb illegal immigration. They want us to stop calling them illegal aliens. Yet, the pride of the Democratic Party, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee, what's that one out of Florida?
Frederica Wilson.
Frederica? Yeah, but she's not in the news that much. Who's the other one? The one that you said, she looks like a Cocker Spaniel. What's her name?
Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz. There you go. And, I mean, seriously, yeah, the crown of the party. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I just loved it. What about the guy who's going to have the Guam Island that was going to tip? He's the one that's trying to impeach Trump every other week, isn't he? He's a great guy. All all these people said you couldn't use it. Now, today, they say you can't use words like, you know, illegal alien and all that other stuff. It makes them feel bad. It degrades them. It's all they used in the late 90s to 2000s. And as you just heard a minute ago with Schumer's flip-flop speech, back and forth and back and forth. And he used the word, boy, flat out called them illegal aliens. Talked about how wrong it was what they were doing. Now, we were a nation of laws. We need to. But you've never heard any. Here's the thing. You've never heard any of these people say, I've had a change of heart. I've given this some real thought. My kids have pulled at my heart. Nothing. They don't admit to anything. Take a listen. I love these people. I wouldn't have a show without them.
In such important positions, there should be some degree of bipartisanship. I won on Supreme Court, lost on Cabinet, but it's what we have to...
Okay, so he's talking about how they gave up. They're the ones, and now they're suffering, which is, I keep telling Republicans the same thing. They're suffering for the fact that now you only need a simple majority for the Supreme Court. That simple. You know, to fill that position. I got news for you. You know what I would do? Because you're not going to get another shot at this. I would, when they go, when the Senate goes on recess, I would fill in, what is there, 280 federal judges across the country that need to be filled. He's allowed to make recess appointments. I would fill all those seats. Bang. Have at it, boys, when you come back. You're not going to do your job, I'll do it for you. I would fill every seat possibly. Then they're really going to have a problem because they only have a certain amount of time to reaffirm them before they become permanent. It's great. Here, some more flip-flops. Hopefully you're at the beach to appreciate this.
Live with now.
Not the greatest situation when you're a
wish
minority.
Wish it hadn't happened.
You wish it hadn't happened.
Yeah.
I love this. Anytime you're ready. Don't you love electronics? And live radio? Perfect. The next one should be Sheila Jackson.
The president ought to fire Comey immediately, and he ought to initiate an investigation.
He can't just fire Comey.
Oh, yes, he can. It is clear that the motive for this firing was to stop an investigation that the president feared.
History
will conclude
that
this is the equivalent or worse than the Saturday night massacre by President Nixon.
Oh, I was appalled by what...
For some of you younger people, he didn't mean he actually killed people on the Saturday night. You know, you throw out Saturday Night Massacre and then you move on. We should rename this, though. This should be like the Democrat Follies, right? Don't you think? I mean, seriously.
Massacre by President Nixon.
Oh, I was appalled by what Director Comey did. He owes not only Secretary Clinton, but the American people an explanation for what appears to be an appalling action.
Think about that. There's Chuck Schumer now. Right, they've been protecting this guy, trying to protect this guy, calling him and saying, oh my God, should have never been fired because he was gonna out President Trump. The investigation's still going on, obviously. And when they were worried or they felt that he hurt Mrs. Clinton, right, they wanted him to stay. I mean, they wanted him gone. They can't make up their minds. Now, the question for the hour is, is it medication, or are they just demented?
President Trump called me and informed me he was firing Director Comey. I told the president, Mr. President, with all due respect, you are making a big mistake.
And the FBI has been compromised by Jim Comey because of how politically it acted with regard to this investigation and the Clinton investigation. It would be inappropriate for you to fire the head of the FBI when the FBI is investigating your campaign, by extension, your White House.
All I can tell you is the FBI director.
Okay, this one can't go by easily, all right? So, first of all, the Dems are, you know, you can't fire me, you should fire me. It's crazy. But Sheila, not Sheila Jackson, Waters, right? Maxine Waters is the best. I saved her for last. Listen carefully to her trying to find the words that she needs to find to sound like she has a clue. Take a listen.
Best investigating your campaign, by extension, your White House.
All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility. The president of the United States should not have done this in the middle of an investigation.
Understood. So if Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
He undermines the FBI. You know, he's got no credibility whatsoever. However, President Trump shouldn't fire him. Right? And think about it. Think about where they're at, where their loyalties lie. The loyalties don't lie with the American people. Their loyalties lie with their party. It really is that simple. This is not brain surgery. And again, when you listen to the Border Patrol, it's not what's happening. All right? I mean, it's that simple. It's just not what's happening at the border. These kids aren't being yanked away from their parents. In most cases, right there, look, 10,000 of these kids came up with no, about 10,000, give or take a few, came up with no parents. So how can they be taken away from parents? I'm still trying to figure this out. You can't be taken from someplace if you weren't there. And the ones that do have family members, so the ones that are taken, they go to HHS for food, for clothing, to be taken care of, to be fed, to be taken care of medically. That's terrible. Sounds terrible. I wish some of our kids living on the streets in this country get that kind of care. I wish our vets would get that kind of care. Don't you? It's crazy. We're up in arms about fake. I won't say it's totally fake, but you are walking a fine line here because you don't know which one of these kids, how many of these kids are truly with traffickers, sex slave coyotes. You don't know really what's going on because, again, the majority of these kids are coming over without parents. So what do you do? Just open the borders up? Just let it give them a piece of paper. Tell them to come back. We're going to check on them. I hear that most of these kids are only taken into custody for hours. So what's the problem? They're checked out. They're questioned. You want to find out who you're with. And they're not going to do it in front of the person there. Some of them are released to family members who are also here illegally. Tell me this isn't a mess. Tell me this immigration process is now. Again, if you sit with a hardcore Democrat, left progressive Democrat, they will tell you that not that we should not have borders, we should have some kind of border protection. And they don't like the term open borders because they know it's distasteful. But they really don't want any regulations on people coming in. We should take in as many as we can. I'm always floored by that. Because then the next breath they start screaming about money. Who gets money? Who gets taken care of? What kind of benefits they get or don't get, for that matter. And I used somebody sat with me the other day and told me to, I love this. This one just sends me to the roof. Well, they pay taxes. Actually, no, they don't. Any fool that walks into a Walmart, a Kmart, or whatever, and buys something pays sales tax. No kidding. There's no federal tax at Walmart for the candy bar you're buying. So don't give me that. When they buy tires, it's about the closest. Tires and gas are about the two things they come the closest to paying a federal tax on. But what a lame comment. They pay taxes because they buy stuff at stores. While the rest of hardworking Americans are paying payroll taxes, they're paying federal income taxes, state income taxes, and they're using their real Social Security numbers. I would like the numbers. This is one I wish somebody could find out for me. How many illegals get audited? I'm just asking. Because you can't audit somebody who doesn't have a Social Security number, number one. And when they have a stolen one, they're probably not the place they say they're at. I mean, help me understand, will you? I need a break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. In the third hour, we got a lot to talk about. There's a textbook and professors calling for explicit political math education. I don't know what it means. Sounds stupid. more wasted taxpayer dollars. We'll be back in a little bit.